From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. After Jackson, Mississippi's water system failed last week, drive-through sites for free bottled water were set up across the city. But what about people who cannot drive? Stephen Bisaha of the Gulf States Newsroom reports that the city's relying on nonprofits to get the water out.
Here's a list of problems that came with Jackson's water crisis: not having enough water to flush toilets, not having enough to cook with, and residents having to brush their teeth with bottled water. 8-year-old Braylon Williams has a different problem.
You know, I want to take a bath, but I've got to take a shower.
His aunt, April Williams, doesn't want her nephew sitting in water that the state says people shouldn't be drinking. She also has a slightly bigger problem. Her car won't run, and she's got to wait another week for a replacement part, so she can't make it to one of the city's free bottled water distribution sites.
They set the water sites up where it's not like people can get like in walking distance and stuff like that, so it's hard on a lot of people.
Especially people who aren't making much money. Aisha Yanduro's charity Springboard Opportunities works with 5 affordable housing communities in Jackson. Beyond issues like access to transportation and needing childcare, it takes a lot of gas to wait, in some cases 2 hours, at a distribution site. Yanduro says the families she's working with on average make about $12,000 a year.
Time costs, gas costs. So it's all of these pieces that so many of us take for granted that families are having to negotiate right now.
The state and National Guard have their own water distribution programs, while Jackson is relying on nonprofits for delivering water to homes, according to the Mississippi Rapid Response Coalition. The coalition says it's sending water Yanduro's way, though she's also making her own calls to get water to her affordable housing complexes. She finally got hold of a sheriff in Alabama who drove down a trailer's load of water.
Hey, Sheriff.
How are you?
I'm
Where
so
you want me to
good.
Park at?
65-year-old Yvette Day is one of the residents getting a couple packs from the delivery. She's thankful for the water, but all this time waiting has really gotten to her.
I've been depressed because, you know, I have no one to help me to get the water, and I have no way to get the water, so I've been very depressed about it and about this situation here.
Water pressure has been restored across Jackson, but the boil water notice still hasn't been lifted.
Keep in mind, the city of Jackson has been on their boil water notice since July 29.
LaKenya Moore is the chief financial officer for Mississippi Industries for the Blind, which employs people who are blind or visually impaired in Jackson.
We've been working on this a month now to get water actually either delivered or delivered to our employees' addresses.
City agencies like the fire department have been passing names of neighborhoods and places that need the deliveries to the Salvation Army, which dropped off about 1,900 bottles Thursday at the Industries for the Blind. Manager Joe Spicer is happy to get the water, especially since he can't use any of the free drive-through water sites set up across the city.
Because all the water distribution sites are set up for people that are sighted who can go to pick it up with their car. You know, it's frustrating, but it's been a battle for people that are visually impaired or people that can't get around for a long time.
While Spicer says the city can do more to help people who are visually impaired, after 10 years of living here, he's fallen for Jackson.
You know, it's a great place. We just got to kind of get the things together that we need to get together to make it somewhere where you can bring your family.
Jackson has dealt with boil water notices for decades, so the nonprofits are used to home water deliveries. But those past notices were in just pockets of the city. The groups weren't prepared for all of Jackson's water supply to be threatened. The Mississippi Rapid Response Coalition says it should be able to ramp up the home deliveries this week. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Stephen Bisaha in Jackson, Mississippi.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a collaboration among public media stations in Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana.